Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you motherfuckers gotta wait at least 2 minutes. I'm finna go live on StreamYard, but I wasn't ready to go live because I ain't got no clothes on and shit, so I gotta, you know, I'm gonna go live on StreamYard. But I'm finna, you know, do a, oh, wait, fuck. I need this up, and I need that up. Oh, no, I don't need that. Yeah, I need some fire. Okay, give me a minute. I'm finna go live on motherfucking StreamYard. Give me a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. Goddamn. Wait, my life. Okay. All this stuff. I'm motherfucking sorry. Shit. It is my bad. It's my motherfucking bad, man. I'm the motherfucker that wasn't ready. But I'm telling you, man. I got so much going. Listen to this. I had a broad that I was talking to. She live in goddamn Kansas City, some fucking where. I just met the broad on one of my videos, and so I'm talking to her. And this motherfucker actually, no, I've been talking to her a lot, so don't, it's not like she like, I think clear blue. I've been talking to the bitch a lot. And what I'm saying is this. The bitch called me yesterday. From a hotel here in Vegas. Now, I am going to admit, hold on, let me, I'm going to admit that I was, you know, talking sexual type shit. Yeah, baby, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you look like you be some fun, blah, blah, whatever the fuck I was talking about. But what I'm saying, now this is over, I will admit, it's over like a couple of months, or almost a couple of months. This motherfucker called me from a hotel here in Vegas. You know, you don't understand. You don't motherfucking understand. Oh, wait. I gotta go before I forget. Okay, yeah. You don't motherfucking understand. You gotta recognize when a problem is jumping off. So, now I will admit, I'm talking all kind of sexual motherfucking shit. Girl, I sure wanna fuck the shit out of you, you little bitch. And I'm saying all this shit. But the bitch is in Kansas. She's in Kansas. So, fuck, I'm talking shit. I'm talking about what I'm going to do to her and all that damn shit. And I can see the bitch liking what I'm saying. Because I'm talking sexual shit. Not porno, but just sexual shit. And then, not all of a sudden, but I get a call from the bitch. What's up? Hey, girl, blah, blah, blah. And she said, you know, I was thinking about this shit, and I just had a couple of days, and blah, blah, blah. So I just came out here to, you know, see if we could kick it. Now, I ain't really up on what this bitch saying. Because I can't believe the bitch didn't come out here. See my black ass. On that. But that's what was going on. So what I'm saying is I had to tell the bitch. But you mean to tell me you didn't come out here on the strength that I wanted to fuck you? Otherwise, what I'm saying is your motherfucking ass come out here. Didn't pay you to come out here. And what I'm saying is the bitch did say, well, I, you can take care of this room one day, you know, we, blah, blah, blah. Bitch, what's she saying? I should buy some pussy? Man, this motherfucker hate my guts, man. Just completely fucking hate my guts. Because she thought that shit I was talking about, yeah, because she sent me some pictures of her. She actually sent me some pictures of her pussy, all kind of shit. I ain't sent a bitch shit. I ain't did none of that. But what I'm saying is the bitch, she's a fan of the, what, my fan, fan. But the bitch fan. What I'm saying. Motherfucker, this shit is what I do. Which is what I'm talking about today. This is what I do. Don't fuck with me. If you think I'm a nigga that's tripping on some pussy, bitch, you don't know. That's the pimping in me. Pussy. Shit. That's like last on the list of my priorities. Everything else, 23, 30, whatever things, is before pussy. So I told the bitch, you insulted me, you motherfucking punk. The bitch said, what? I said, you insulted me, bitch. That motherfucker, you're retarded. Something's wrong with you. I said, you're right. Something is wrong with me. I'm stuck on stupid. Go, bitch, if you think I'm coming over there to get your motherfucking pussy, you got a whole bunch of thoughts to go on before you realize I ain't coming. And listen, the bitch was at the cannery. And she didn't know where I live. She just chose the cannery, which is like not even two blocks from me. What I'm saying is you motherfuckers better understand. What you doing ain't what you really do. Because I'm a motherfucker. I'm grown past having fucking opinions. I ain't got no opinion on nothing. I'm way past having opinions. I have beliefs. And I rely on them to live. My beliefs promotes my lifestyle. And my lifestyle promotes me believing in myself more and more every day. Because I want success. And I got to access what's inside of me to achieve this success. And I know there's hella ways. Oh my goodness. There's hella ways to access or have access to success. There's only one way assess what's inside of you. Let me write that down because that was dope. That was dope, and I don't give a fuck what you think about me taking time to write it down. Because that's the kind of nigga I am. I talk so much shit, I say shit, and don't even know I'm really finna say it. But I listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Then I show know when I say something that's fly like that. See, in this pandemic time, you need you more than ever. If you don't like thinking, if you don't like thinking, you're not going to like what's in store for your motherfucking ass. You ain't going to like what's in store for us as humans in this pandemic. 773. What's up with you, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hey, so I've got a quick question for you. So how would you say your creative thinking and your creative ability was influenced by the fact that you write and as well as play music? Like, how do you think that flowed into your creative thinking skills?
None of that, bro. See, this is what I mean, don't get me wrong, don't take this personal. This is what I don't like about you motherfuckers, man. What the fuck does my creative anything have to do with what I did in the end as far as where I ended up? Okay, if I'm a writer and I fucking am known for my writing, you know, fine. If I'm a musician and I'm known for the musical scores I've left the country or the world, fine. I'm known for being a pimp. I'm not known for none of this talent I actually have. So what I'm saying is, when you accept what I just said, as a, you know, when a person like me accept this as what's going on with it, you don't ask yourself those kind of questions. Because those kind of questions are totally going to be denied as far as your answers. They're going to be denied because they think of you as a pimp.
No, I understand what you're saying. You're totally right in that. But what I'm asking you is, as you reflect upon yourself and think and look at how your path developed and how your mind developed, the way it thinks, how do you personally think that the fact that you played music, which causes you to think creatively and put things together in an abstract way?
Think creatively is what I'm trying to get you to see. Music, writing, none of that caused me to think creatively. What caused me to think creatively was being a motherfucker that didn't know shit and wanted to act like I did know shit in an environment where you better know shit. That's what made me creative. I'm in the streets. I don't fucking want to be seen as a punk. I ain't got no clothes. I ain't got no money. But I'm so in the streets. So I'm going to have to look, I'm going to have to act, I'm going to have to be whatever the fuck I'm in the streets representing. And what I'm saying to you is, once I did that and got accepted in any kind of way, it's on and cracking because now I'm in. I don't care if they accepted me by saying, fuck you, nigga. I don't give a fuck. As long as I see that as accepting me, I'm in. Why? Because I'm creative. I'm going to make my way from that. At least now they know, fuck me. You know, I wasn't right. Like a nobody. You understand what I'm leading to?
No, I got you. I got you, baby. I totally got you. And the only reason why I was bringing it up is because my background is neuroscience. So I, from just the scientific standpoint, from the scientific research standpoint, how, you know, a person thinks and the neurochemistry of it all, I was just wondering, you know, it's fascinating to me what you do.
Can you hold on for a second, bro?
Sure.
So you're very educated. So what I'm saying is everything you think or everything you believe has a beginning or a nexus or whatever the fuck you call it. But see, you don't believe that the world is an oxymoron. You don't believe that the people that live in the world accept it's an oxymoron. And about 90% of the people in the world don't accept that either, but they're living it. But what I'm telling you is that a motherfucker like me know that even though a motherfucker like you know every fucking thing you're thinking as far as a basis, as far as it being right or wrong, it ain't got shit to do with what happens in the street. What you think could very well be right, but that ain't got shit to do with what some motherfucker that ain't got no education, that ain't got none of the goddamn shit going that you got, what he thinks. So who am I dealing with? Me, Rosebud. Who am I dealing with? This educated dude or the motherfucker that don't have no education? I'm not saying lower myself. I'm saying be prepared, bro, because I can kick it with you on whatever neural shit you know, even though you might know more about it than me.
And no, that's all I was calling to do was give you kudos to say, and just being completely honest with you, I love the way that you put it in plain speech and all of that. So, like, for example, how you talk about in your course at the beginning and stuff, you got to be honest with yourself. That takes me back to Plato's Apology, where he says the unexamined life ain't worth living. But most people ain't read Plato. But how you put it down is, look, quit lying to yourself. That's Plato. Or you could take it to Malcolm X, who said the examined life is painful. Or you could even take it to William Butler Yeats, who said it's harder for a man to examine the dark corners of his own soul than it is for a soldier to go fight on the battlefield.
Wait, bro. Hey, all you guys listening, see, this is dope. Hold on, let me kill this call. How do I kill it? Fuck you, man. Hey, this is pure gold. Why it's dope is because you guys know me. You guys know my background. And here is a neuroscientist kicking it with me. I'm saying I know what he knows. I'm saying he see what I know is valuable. I'm talking about somebody that went to school, did whatever the fuck he did to do whatever he is, did it to a certain level to where he graduated in it, and he's proven the point that I have always told you. I can kick it because I believe in me, and I believe in what I believe. I'm not bullshitting, just like he's not bullshitting. Just like he never took anything I said negatively or aggressively. He just went on and calmly stated his shit. It made me see he really, who he is, or who he said he is. But what that did for me, which is what you guys don't understand, all it did for me was make me feel like Bud. I'm so conceited, it's pathetic. But I'm not.
And honestly, that was the reason why I chose to call in, because I said, let me put him up and let him know that what he's saying is not just legitimate, but it has far-reaching and vast implications to just not only, you know, more than what I think he might realize that it does.
Why I brought up. Listen, it isn't more than I realize, but it's more than I've been recognized for. You know, what you're doing is going to help whoever's listening recognize what I've been saying. But in reality, if people everywhere, all over, could at least recognize, not that I'm legitimate, but that there's other thoughts. There's other ways to represent what you think. But it don't mean it's different. It just means that 12 real motherfuckers can see one situation with 12 different solutions, and they all be correct because
right.
they solved it. They solved it.
And the thing that's so beautiful about what you do to me is, and where it connected for me, because I've always, like I said, been an intellectual. I emailed you last week. We went back and forth and stuff. But anyway, and I was the one that said I was an intellectual snob and all that, you know, when I emailed you one day last week and you replied to me. But anyway, so what I was saying was, I was always super, 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 super book smart and, you know, always really academically keen. But the part that didn't click for me until, you know, the initial off-campus part of your course that I was going through was when you had made the comment and you had said about weeding your mental garden, which is, at the end of the day, the essence of Tibetan Buddhism, which is something else I studied when I was doing my PhD dissertation. But long story short, it made me think the part that cracked it and changed it was a quote I heard years ago from Yogi Berra. And Yogi Berra said, in theory, practice and theory are the same, but in practice, you know that that's different. So that's the part that you closed the loop on, because – you know, I've been dealing with theories the whole time, and you finally came along with the actual practice of it, which shows, you know, if the theories actually work or not. Because otherwise you could spend all day just going, well, if you did this, you could do that, and if you did that, you could do this, and if you did that, you could do this. But if you would never do none of it, then what difference would it make?
You could spend all day on the theory, bro.
Right, right.
Bro, listen to me. If you can, please always call in. Always have something to say. And regardless of that, hit my goddamn email, astrosbud@gmail.com, so I can give you some stuff that I wrote on religion, on life, on different shit, man.
Oh, yeah, I hit you. We was going back and forth last week. I'm the one, I'm doing the off-campus thing, and you had hit me, and you said the new semester was starting in, I think you said July 1st, and then I was saying, you know, I did the first payment, and then I was going to, you know, get the money together to do the next one. I sent you an email this morning, too, about if I should call in and ask a question, but you hadn't replied yet, so I just said, fuck it, I just called. So.
Hey, call in, man. You did the right thing, and I don't give a fuck. Make sure you say what you just said, because I'm going to work with you. You know why? Because you're a real intellectual dude, and I'm not saying I suck up to that. What I'm saying is, I just want to joust with you.
Man, and I appreciate it, because listen, this is what I know at the end of the day. Iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel. So if you fucking around with a bunch of dumbass motherfuckers, they're going to bring you down. At the end of the day, you are ultimately the culmination of the five people that you're around the most. Consciousness is contagious. If you hang around...
Bro, fuck all that goddamn intellectual conversation. You are who you fuck with.
Right.
That's nigga shit.
Well, see, but I said, you put it that way, but I put it the other way. But we both said the same thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. All this stuff you were saying, intellectual way to see it. But in reality, bottom line, you are who you fuck with. You are no more than what you allow yourself be subject to. And I believe that. And bro, please hit me. We got a lot to talk about.
What you want me to put in the header of the email? Because I hit you right now just so
you
can lock me in.
All you got to do is hit me with seven. Wait a minute. All you got to do is hit me with your area code and the first three digits, and we roll it. Just
all right,
do
we'll
that.
Do, bud. Like I said, appreciate you, love everything you're doing. We're gonna talk some more soon because we got a lot to chop up and build on. So.
Oh, for sure, bro. I'm with it.
All right.
Hey, listen,
all right, peace and blessings.
That was some dope. Listen to me, 313. Let's go.
What's the deal, bud? This ride. What's the deal, top of the day? The number ain't on the YouTube page. You know how you had a number on the YouTube? I don't see that on there just for people that want to call in. But my question is...
You know what? It ain't on there. I'm sorry, brother. I'm going to put it on right now. Man,
yes, sir.
I'll be tripping. I'm sorry, man. So it is on there now. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, but I have a question, too.
Come on.
So all right, you know how you say we live in an oxymoron world. What do you think about God actually being the devil, not to disrespect the religion, but and the devil being God?
Well, listen to me, bro. And this is not on the religious tip. This is on common sense. You know the word good?
Right.
Take one of the O's out. What do you have?
God, right.
Okay. You know the word evil?
Yes, sir.
Put a D in front of it. What you got?
Devil, right.
So what I'm saying is everything is the same thing. It just depends on what side you're on. If you're on the side of good, then you gonna be on the side of God. If you're on the side of evil, then you gonna be on the side of devil. Now, I'm not saying my analogy is totally correct. What I'm saying is that's my analogy. That's what I be thinking about. I'm on the side of good. I don't give a fuck how bad I am. I'm talking about fuck you, bitch, fuck you, fuck your mama, fuck your... I mean, I say that shit. But even though I do that and say that shit, my ultimate goal is on the side of good. Because I'm not really saying fuck you, bitch, because I don't care about you. I'm saying fuck you, bitch, because fuck what you saying. You know, if you understand that. So my point is it's all about where you coming from. It's not about what I think or what that preacher think or what this minister or priest or rabbi. It's not about what they think. It's about what you think. To them, it's about what they think. So why can't it be about what you think to you?
That's understandable. I get that. The reason I came across that thought, because in Genesis, when Shawty ate the apple for knowledge, and, you know, all we do is utilize the knowledge, which is game, and putting it forth to applying it. So, I just had that, I draw that connection between the game and us not supposed to have the game in a sense. So, you know, that's what I got that thought from.
Check this out. If I said, man, that's some stupid-ass motherfucking shit, and you still believed it, and I explained to you why I thought it was some stupid-ass shit, you still would believe it. But I could equally say, man, that shit is dope, man. I understand what you're saying. And you gonna go for that, too. That's why it does not matter what some motherfucker thinks. It only matter what you think. And what you think, 9 out of 10 times, is going to be right for your life. Because you thinking about shit, you deal with. But now when you start thinking about shit that people deal with, you got a whole nother, you know, equation to deal with. I only think about me and what the fuck I deal with, because I ain't got enough time to be worried about what you think. I will kick it with you, and I will hear what you think, and we will chop it up about it. But about me taking time to, like, go to sleep thinking about, man, fuck that. That's just me, bro. That's just me. We good?
I can feel that. Yes, sir.
All right. 859, what's up, bro?
What's up,
I don't hear you. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? This is Bubba Jack.
All right, let's go. I hear you now. Come on.
Hey, check your email.
What about it?
It's about the school. It's
bro,
a double gray out of Lexington.
Hey, bro, listen. Listen to me, all you guys. If you want to fuck with me, fine. If you want to do the school, fine. Send your money, hook shit up, and you in. You ain't got to remind me of shit. If I ain't seen it yet, I ain't seen it yet. But if you send it, when I look, it's going to be there, and I'm going to, you know, connect with you. So
you I already paid for it.
Well, whatever you did, man, I'm talking about whatever you do, I look at in my email, when I look for, you know, look in there, I'm going to see it. If you pay for it.
Okay.
If you pay for it, get it. Can you be quiet?
Just check your email. Just check your email.
Let me be quiet. See about fucking. What I'm saying, man. I don't give a fuck he paid. I give a fuck if that motherfucker pay attention. I give a fuck if that motherfucker do what the motherfucker asked him to do. He going to be a problem. He didn't pay. I'm going to have to deal with him. But believe me. I'll X that motherfucker out. He keeps running his mouth when I ask him to be quiet. 720, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me, bud?
Yes, I can.
All right, yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate all the content, first off. I just want to say that. So real quick, I won't take too much of your time. So just pertaining to turning out, basically. So, you know, I'm green at the pool table. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I ain't never...
Stop turning out. What are you talking about?
So a while back, a chick stepped to me, and she's already qualified.
Can you explain to me? You said this has to do with turning out. What are you talking about turning out?
Okay, what I'm talking about is a female got at me and said she wanted somebody to work with. You feel me? Now, at the
you talking about a bra turning out or you turning out?
Yes, sir.
Hey, are you listening to me? Because I asked you,
sir.
are you talking about a bra turning out or you turning out?
I'm talking about turning out with a bra that's already been working.
Okay, so you saying you ain't got no game, but this bitch already been down.
Exactly. The bitch already been down. She came after Katrina and then tried to holler at me at the job and said, hey, look, I like the way you move, blah, blah, blah. Let's get out there. Okay? So I didn't think about hitting her for the feet. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about hitting her for her feet. So she changed clothes. I took her out. Boom. Tried to go get it. Didn't get anything. Didn't check a dollar. I let it go. I let the bitch go. Didn't fuck with her no more.
Hey, bro,
so
stop.
Years passed.
Bro, stop. You ain't even got what it takes to be doing what you're talking about. Everything you're saying is some stupid shit. What the fuck are you going to go with the bitch for?
What am I going to go with the bitch for?
What are you going to go with her for? You say you did whatever. She changed clothes and you took her out and she didn't get shit. What the fuck are you going with her for?
No, I think you misunderstand me, sir. I didn't go with her. I wasn't holding her hand. I sent her. I sent her in to the spot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't Mexican.
I'm lying. But I'll listen.
No, I'm not lying.
I'll listen to your fantasy. What is your fucking bottom line question, bro?
Bottom line is a second jaw came.
What?
Okay. A second bitch came. A second bitch has since come. You feel me? So a second bitch has came to me now.
Listen. I'm finna X you out because you full of shit. 916, what's up? 916.
Hey, bud, how's it going?
Who's this,
what's
one?
Going on? Yeah.
This fucking one?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
No,
you know you ain't
you. I'm not thinking about that because I'm still going to go put some work, so I'm not thinking about that.
Who give a fuck, motherfucker? You turned in the final, didn't you?
Yes.
So I'm telling you, you aced it.
It's an honor and pleasure to hear that from you. Thank you.
You motherfucking right. So quit running, you motherfucker. You run all the time. Even when you do good, you run. Except
true,
the
yeah.
real. Except the motherfucking real one.
I will.
What's up?
I was going to tell you the number wasn't showing, but Rod beat me to the punch.
Who gives a fuck what somebody beats you to, man, you motherfucker? You should have motherfucking been sharp enough that as soon as somebody said it, you was going to say, let's say you was finna say it, and then I caught, I mean, this person said it, and you was getting ready to say it, and I called you next. You supposed to have something else to say. That's how fast you think, motherfucker. Now, what else you got to say? Come on.
Have you heard of the street philosophy of the mind of man and the three wise kings?
Stop! Hey, all you fucking motherfuckers listening to me, all you punk motherfuckers listening right now, did you see how that motherfucker stood up? Did you see, like, once I challenged him, the next thing out of his mouth was coming with the challenge. One, you ain't got to say shit else. I'm just saying,
okay,
man. You know, you really graduated, man. You really see. Because, one, you know you wouldn't have been able to say shit before. You would have had to think about it. And then you would have to call me. Hey, that's one. And then I would cuss you out. And then you would run. Oh, shit. The shit I was calling about is over. So whatever I'm telling you, they're going to do shit for you unless you used it right now like you did right then, my man. That's what we do. We don't fuck around. All you punk motherfuckers that's scared of me because I took all this goddamn shit. I'm calling you all these names. This motherfucker went through it too. Then you see how he stood up and how he looks now. Juan, that's what's up. Wait, Juan, stay on. 561, what's happening?
What's going on, Rosebud? It's Turk out of North Carolina, Charlotte. How you doing today?
Come on, man. What's happening?
Man, I just want to reiterate on what I heard you say the last third caller when you told them that no matter what somebody else tells you, it's all on how you perceive it. And I can definitely give you an example. I remember a couple of years ago when I was younger, I had one of my teachers tell me in ninth grade, like, oh, you ain't going to be shit. When I first heard that, I had to train my mind to say, you know what, fuck that. I am going to be somebody. And I would say now, being at 31, that's all my mindset's been set on, is just actually beating the odds and standing up on what I believe in. And I just wanted to commend you for all the hard work and everything you've been doing over the years. And I listen to you as much as I can.
Let me say this. And listen, 916, Juan, listen to this. What I'm saying is this, bro. Whoever this teacher was, say you ain't going to be shit. Now, I'm going to be honest. I never heard that as far as when I was a kid. But
right.
Listen, if whatever teacher would have told me, John, you're not going to be shit. Because of, and they tell me why. And let's say it was Wednesday when she told me. Thursday, I wouldn't even remember it.
Right.
I wouldn't even remember that bitch said that. Why? Because she's an authority motherfucker. I ain't sucking up for her, so I'm definitely going to be a badass, whatever, anti-motherfucker. But at the same time, I know she full of shit. Bitch don't know what the fuck I'm going to be. What am I saying right now to you, bro? What I'm saying is directly to you. So what am I saying? What do you think I'm saying, I mean?
You telling me at the end of the day, it doesn't even really matter what anybody thinks about you, as long as what you think about yourself.
Because what I'm saying, was that bitch right when she told you you ain't going to be shit?
Nope.
So what I'm saying is, why would that even play, if you think about it, why would that even play in the overall scheme of things? Because you're going to hear shit like that, shit worse, all kind of goddamn you can't, blah, blah, blah shit all through your life.
Right.
Bro, so what am I saying to you?
Man, you telling me at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home, that means believe in yourself. That means believe in yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because if you keep going hard, you're going to take your ass home. That fucking teacher or whoever the fuck she was telling the nigga he ain't going to be shit. She wasn't shit.
That's right.
You motherfucking right. Why? On the strength of Sidewalk University, what did you hear?
I heard you got to trust yourself and believe in yourself and fuck all the other opinions. unless it's in line of what you're thinking positivity. Other than that, it don't mean shit.
You guys don't understand me, man. You know, Steve the Dean, my motherfucking nigga, you know, he can talk about a bitch's pussy. You know, he can get excited. Mm-hmm. But when I hear a motherfucker saying the shit Ron said just now, man, my dick gets so goddamn hard. I ain't gay. Or none of that. my dick is hard as a motherfucker hearing a motherfucker say some real shit like that. Man.
You know, confidence takes you a long way, Rosebud.
Thank you.
But
yeah,
promoting it on a daily basis even further.
Hey, come on, say it again.
But promoting it on a daily basis takes you further.
Hey, confidence is a motherfucker. But if you ain't promoting it every motherfucking day of your life, where is it taking you?
Don't mean you're serious.
Come on. Hey, all you guys down 678, what's up?
What's going on, bud? Hey, quick question, man. So do you feel like the lack of conversation is the lack of belief?
Okay, the lack of conversation on your behalf, talking to a person or a bra?
Right. Well, yeah, talking to a female, or hell, it ain't got to be a female. Just conversation in general, like, you know, just knowing.
Otherwise, your lack or your inability to have conversation in any instance, do I think is what?
Is a lack of your belief.
Well, yes. Anytime you can't talk, it's the lack of what you believe. Why? Because anything they ask you, do you know what 375 divided by 7 times 4 is? Even if you don't know that, you know how to do that. You know that if you was like a mathematician, you could do it because there's nothing but numbers. But since you're just a person, You're not a mathematician. You're not going to let that stop you. You understand? If you give me a minute, I can do it, because as far as what to do to get the answer, I know what to do. But as far as the answer, like a computer, because, bro, you got to understand this. I keep trying to tell you guys this. The only thing a computer do is get to the point without any bullshit. It ain't no what is, what else, blah, blah, blah. Two and two is whatever. Otherwise, what I'm saying is nobody understands this. The computer was invented. Well, not invented, but, you know, so important because it's the only thing that can do what your mind can do. But your mind has a lot of shit that interferes with its thoughts. So before you can come to the actual answer, you go through all this shit. Whereas a computer, when you ask it, it's going to come up right now and it's going to say it was 11,454 things that I thought about before I came to this answer. But they do it right now, which means they get to the point right now. But why the computer is important is it's because your brain can do this. Your brain is only, if you're a genius, you're only using 8% of your brain.
Correct.
What if you were using 100%? A computer wouldn't have shit on you because your motherfucking ass would not only be solving the problem immediately, you'll be solving it dealing with real people feelings. That's the difference, bro. 601, what's
okay.
up?
What's going on, bud? It's Brian again.
Come on.
Yes, sir. I just got another testimony. I know when you was talking about, when I was telling you about me finding my own identity, not trying to be like nobody else, how every day was new. But another good thing that happened with me, getting older don't scare me. Because for a long time, like, I used to be worried about getting older. But now I don't rush it, but I embrace it as it happens. So I can attribute that to the whole finding my identity thing based off what you've been saying on your YouTube show. So, again, I thank you for that. And I'm not trying to buddy you up or nothing. I really mean that.
No, listen, man. I know you mean it. I know you mean
it. Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
All you guys got to understand. See, if you guys don't like thinking, you ain't going to like what's in store for you. You just don't understand what's in store for you is actual future where you have to make real decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. All you guys, look, I'm gonna put you back in, but I'm not talking to any of you in particular. If you have anything to say, just press one. But listen. 731, I'm going to get you in a minute. I mean, these things are important. And these things are actually what your life is really going to be based on. And you don't think that because that's really serious. But if you really understood, even when you don't think it, that's what you're thinking. Even when you're being not serious about it, that's what you're thinking. 731, what's up, bro?
What it do, bud? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Man, I'm doing good. It's Jay Quick.
Jay Quick?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's up? I just recently went revisited the course for the first time since graduating. And, man, you know, I have gained a lot. I've been growing, grooming, and grooving out here nowadays. So that revisiting.
Wait. Let me ask you something. This is the first time you revisited the course since graduating?
Correct.
Really? Just tell me what you saw, what you learned in the course. It don't have to be a whole bunch of, you know, detailed shit. Just, you know, what did you see?
When graduating, felt like I was in the lead amongst men, and I was the young first-round draft pick, not knowing what's going on, just enjoying the fruits and the labor of just being drafted and kicking it with the sharp brothers that you gave the game to. It was like kicking it with Kobe and Shaq and LeBron, and I knew for me to elevate into that level, I had to appreciate what they done did in the game. And not only appreciate it, but actually put the work in to acquire what they'd acquired over the years. That was the big thing for me right there.
No. That's not a big thing for you. That's a big thing, period. Because what you said that was more important than anything was that all the respect you had for them, you felt you could be qualified, but only if you put the work in. You ain't qualified because you just like them. You qualified because, if that's the case, you can do what they do, but then unless you show you can do it, by putting that work in, you just talking shit. Hey, click. This. Hey, you guys. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you want to interpret it. Jason Click. That's you, Jason, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this motherfucker went through the course, graduated, understood what he learned, and this motherfucker living his life. I ain't saying he wasn't living it before, but I am saying he wasn't living it like he's living it now. The confidence of what he think, the confidence of, like, accepting what he think. This shit is at an all-time high. And I just want to ask you, I'm pretty sure you're going to say it anyway, but, man, how has it been?
It's been glorious, you know, doing what I think, acting on what I think, and the challenges each day, just being able to conquer them has given me a level of respect about myself, where I no longer even question the activities that I do around me. And what I say come out of my mouth is, man, you really got to put that work in. Whatever comes out your mouth, you got to put that work in to actually do it. And once you complete, it could be something simple. I'm finna do 100 pull-ups when I get to the gym. And you on that 90-second one, man, I'd be damned if I don't go to 100.
Hey, listen, because there's no motherfucker in the world except you. Who can you live up to? You ain't living up to me. You ain't living up to Arnold Schwarzenegger because he had a big muscle-bound body. You living up to the shit you think right now, today, about whatever it is you're thinking about. And that is the power of believing in yourself, Dave. You know I heard from your brother. So I already kicked it with him. You know, hopefully we hook up. But hey, he said, Hey, I told him, man, you ain't really got a trip, man. You can roll with Jason shit. That nigga say, Jason ain't getting me shit. I ain't asking shit. You understand? I'm trying to do it 100 on my own. I say, nigga, you ain't Jason's motherfucking brother. Kill me, nigga. Hey, I salute you, man, because it's real.
Real talk. Keep me in. Keep me in, though. Real talk.
You know it. So listen, you guys. I'm not going to say that you're going to be, you know, at home full of TV and on demand. You know, and YouTube, like, going to be left with your thoughts. Because YouTube and don't give a fuck what you think. Nothing on the internet gives a fuck about you. Now, that's something that you haven't... Where's my fucking... Now, that's something you haven't faced in a while. Your thoughts. You have not faced your own thoughts in a while. Now, believe me, what you think is the only thing that's going to get you through any dilemma you're faced with. Now, me, dilemmas. This is the last week of June, which is the official end of the first half of 2021. Have you been on the move? Have you done the things that you see will promote you? We here at Sidewalk University can answer all those questions. Each one of my fucking students can answer those questions, and they will not have the same answers. They will have the same positive answers. They will have the same growth-related answers. But they're not answering for someone else. They're answering for themselves. And it's all individualized. Because what we do is see who we are. We don't care who everyone else is. Except we care that everyone else is quality. So what I'm saying is this. You got to understand this. We don't front. We don't lie. We treat ourselves. Never do we cheat ourselves. I've shared the only thing that matters in life. And I've shared it with my students. I've shown them how to control their own destiny. If you don't know how to control your destiny, you're subject to whatever life gives you. So what I'm saying is that's what I've been doing this first half of this year. At least I know what I've been doing. What have you been doing? What the fuck have you been doing? I'm about to graduate one of the largest classes Sidewalk University has seen. And I say one of the largest because they've all been, you know, kind of large in the last two, three semesters. I've created young men who know the value of controlling the conversation and having nothing but the truth to work with. I've shown these dudes how to be themselves. Just with a lot of game. You can be yourself. You just got to have some game about what the fuck you doing. 205, I see you, baby. What's up?
What's happening there, Rosebud?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Nah, man, you're honored to be here in the presence of a real man. But I got a question, man. I got a couple of females, right? And I'm trying to see how I can get money, you know what I mean? Get money from them, right?
Well, man, come on. Why would you ask that? Or wait a minute. Why would you want to get money from the female? Why do you think you should get money from females?
Because I know I'm valuable. I bring a lot to them, for them. And, you know, I just want to be appreciated, you know?
Okay, check this out. I ain't saying you wrong or right. I'm just asking, I'm following up on that. What I'm saying is, let's say I'm a bitch. And you really want something as far as whatever, money, whatever. What the fuck you gonna tell me that's gonna make me start thinking about giving you some money, let alone considering giving it to you? What are you gonna tell me? What do you gotta present to me?
Well, you know, you can look at the track record, and not
stop,
only that,
stop,
you can talk.
Stop.
Yo.
Listen. When someone asks you a question specific like that, you can't generalize like you're doing. Well, you got to do check my track record. Who gives a fuck about the track records unless you say be checking 19 or 18 or a fucking 2015, you can see I was doing this. That's some shit, checking your track record. But just telling me that bullshit is why you don't catch.
Well, what I meant was, you know, what we've done in the past, but, you know, you did ask me a question about yourself, if you was a female or whatever, but I would just be like, make me happy so I can make you happy. I've been making her happy. I've been making her happy all the time.
Bro. You're leaving out what you asked, because you asked about bitches giving you money.
Yeah.
So I'm answering that, which is, bitch ain't giving you no goddamn money if you ain't got nothing for her to see she giving it to. All you asking
what
for.
You mean?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Listen and be quiet. All you doing is asking for and hoping that she's stupid enough to give you her money. Of course, you're not going to say that's what you're doing because you don't want to think that's what you're doing. So what the fuck else are you doing when you ain't got shit for her to be investing in?
Man, I got plenty for the best, and I'm putting
on
all the time.
Man, stop with that bullshit.
What you mean?
Right now, stop. Just tell me one or two things you have for her to invest in.
You say one or two things I got her to invest in?
One or two things that you have for her to invest in.
Things I have for her to invest in? Well, first of all, I got them to take their money from just spending it, setting up future accounts like 401ks with their jobs, stuff they don't even think about doing.
Can you stop? All you doing is selling bullshit. Because what I'm saying is, listen to me, bro.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is, you ask me, well, what do you have for to invest in? I would say, well, look, bitch, you understand what I'm saying? I got this book out in the road. this book is, you know, really about to take off, but I got, you know, kind of fucked up, and I need, like, 1,000 copies. You know, you ain't really got to buy 1,000 copies if that's the case. Matter of fact, I ain't really telling you to buy a copy. But what I'm saying is, bro, you run some shit fire, and it's a big license. She gonna say, I'll help.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. I'm just talking about on the regular, just get money. You know what I mean? Like, they going to do that if I need it.
205, I'm going to cut your fucking ass off because you're a goddamn liar.
What?
Unless you can say something that make me not want to cut you off because you're a fucking liar.
Whoa, I ain't not a fucking liar, number one.
Well, come on, man. Hey, listen to me, man. Say something that make me think you ain't no liar. Because everything you've been saying makes me think you a liar.
Everything I told you, the truth, you don't know it because you ain't seen it. So, I mean, I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, cool, bro. 916, I heard you. Come on, come on.
No, I was going to go off with the caller was saying, if I may.
You was doing what?
I was going to put my 2 cents on the caller's opinion or on his girl getting him to pay him.
What the fuck you was going to do? Do it.
So I was going to say he's saying he's telling the truth, but it sounds like his behaviors are not matching his words. Or else if that were the case, they would have paid him a long time ago and he wouldn't be calling.
Hey, Juan, because I didn't know that was you at first. Well, that's that, man. You better make sure you don't just get this shit halfway. You don't call it and press 1, some of what you was going to do. Press 1 mean you doing it. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So what I'm saying is, man, if you're going to be a motherfucker, be one. You can't ask nobody, can you be a motherfucker? You know why?
Why?
They're going to say no. You can't. And it don't mean you can't. It's just what they're going to say. You ask them, they answer. They don't want you to be a motherfucker. I do. Don't ask me shit. Press 1, come on talking about whatever the fuck. I'm ready. I ain't scared.
Got it.
You know it. Come on, 678.
Well, I had kind of really got disconnected, so I just called back and listened to the show. But since you put me in, I'm going to ask you this real quick. So, with your confidence course, I don't necessarily, I really struggle with conversation, so I really want to buy the whole course. I'm gonna hit you on your email, man. I'm gonna get at you and see if you can work with me on that, man. Cause
I don't know
how many parts you got to it.
Wait. Do you hear how you sound? No.
Do I hear how I sound?
You don't give a fuck how you sound. All you know is that you want to say whatever the fuck you're saying, but you're talking to me and other motherfuckers are hearing you. So don't you care how the fuck you just can't even talk? You can't even say what the fuck you talking about? And what I'm, what I'm trying to get all you motherfuckers to speak. Stop being so scary. Stop wanting some motherfucker to accept what you saying. Why don't the fuck you say what you saying? Fuck whether or not I can accept it. Let's deal with that when that happens. Why it gotta be a punk? Why you gotta be like that, man?
I don't know, man. That's why I say I struggle with conversation.
Okay, man. What I'm saying is you don't have to be like that. You just be like that. Because you're a punk. You don't want to understand what a punk is, what makes a punk. A motherfucker doing what you're doing is a punk. Why? Because all he got to do is stand up to whatever the fuck he thinks. And why would that be hard to say? Stay on, bro. I'm finna get somebody else. 425, what's up?
What's going on with you, bud?
Come on, man. What's that?
My thing is mainly this. A lot of times in the circle I'm running in, I'm finding myself being the smartest motherfucker in the room, and I don't really like that because I find it ain't no growth.
Stop. Listen to me and answer this question. Listen to this question and answer it. If you, over a series of weeks or months, find yourself being the smartest motherfucker or the sharpest motherfucker, what do that tell you?
I need to get in a better fucking room.
So stop right there.
Because I don't know shit.
Stop! What I'm saying is this. Let's say you realize you're the sharpest motherfucker in the room, and then at the same time you're saying, damn, I don't know shit. So you're accepting that the people that you're smarter than, if that's the case, are ignorant, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, so let's say you leave them motherfuckers alone. What should you do?
I don't know, bud.
Stop. Listen. See, this is critical thinking. This is what you guys don't do. This is why I fail. Because if you see these motherfuckers ain't sharp enough to be fucking with you, why would you be fucking with them? You don't. So then what does that mean? You got to get some other motherfuckers to fuck with. So what does that mean? That means you got to be in different environments, different shit that's going to bring that, you know, higher level of thinking. But people don't follow through with their thoughts. They just stop thinking as soon as whatever they're thinking, show them that they can have what they're thinking. They just stop. I don't do that. When the shit show me I can't have it, I finna think about some more shit. You feel me?
Feel you 100%.
So wait. Just listen. You feel me 100%. What did I just say to you? On the 100%.
You said to use critical. You basically told me to use my critical thinking, and if I gotta get into another room, I need to shake these niggas and go through the dope.
Hey, so do that sound like something you can't do?
Nah, it sounds like something I'm on right now.
Listen. If it don't sound like something you can't do, shouldn't it be something that you have done?
Yes.
So what I'm saying, bro, just stop and listen. This is what critical thinking does for you, man. It brings you to a point that you'll make you walk. And if you cut the bullshit loose that we've been talking about just now, you will see a totally different you in 2-3 days. Just from living from what you grew on.
That's it?
You understand what I'm saying, right? Okay, man, I don't know if you hear me.
You still with me, bud?
I am, so you understand what I'm saying, right?
For sure I do. You talking good sense to me. Keep on with it.
Okay, man, I got to get 201, man, so you just hold on. 201, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, Rosebud? It's good. I'm glad I'm talking to you right now, actually. I just want to say I'm 22 years old, man, and I appreciate the words that you're saying. I pay attention to words, and you speak wisely, my brother. And I just want to say shout out to you. I've been watching your page for a while, and I don't talk too much, but I do listen to the game, and I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing because it's something that the youth need to understand because socializing has literally become
a
skill.
Come on, man. Give me a question.
Yeah, all right. Rosebud, what is three things you would go back and say to your 22-year-old self?
Man, what I would say to my 22-year-old self, nigga, just fasten your seatbelts. You ain't got to change shit. You ain't got to adjust. Just be ready because this shit is going to be a ride. Because I really didn't know. I just did not know that. And the more, actually, it was actually better that it surprised me like it did. Because if I would have tried to prepare myself for whatever the hell I think I'm going to do, I would have been, you know, negating the rawness of doing it. Because listen, man. Mm. If you're thinking in your mind what you would do if you had five hoes and you think of all this fly shit, you know, and you know, you actually believe you're going to do that shit. But then when you get five hoes X amount of time later, you don't even remember you thought about what the fuck you would do with five hoes. But now that you got five hoes, you certainly see what you're doing. This is the dope of life in the real world. You can imagine what the fuck you want to imagine, but the reality of it may not be what you was thinking. And since I'm thinking what I would do with five O's, I'm just like imagine that. Since I'm not no fake motherfucker, once I get close, I'm doing it because I ain't thinking of doing nothing crazy. I ain't thinking of doing nothing wrong. I'm thinking of doing something that's going to raise my reputation in the game. So why wouldn't I do it? Now, long as your thoughts are in line with your goals, you can trip like I do. It's just when your thoughts and your goals are not in line, that's when the problem come up.
Okay. And that's all I needed to hear. Thank you. Rosebud, thank you.
Hey,
I
you
appreciate
know
you. And you keep doing your thing.
All right, man, for sure. So check this
Take
out.
Take care.
All right, bro. I want you guys to listen to this because I got a lot of shit to say. I have created a place where young men can come and learn the value of controlling the conversation and having nothing but the truth to catch with. I've shown them how to be themselves. And they just got a lot of game. Way more than they had. So, you know, to those of you who are on the fence, you know about fucking with me. You know, those of you who are in some sort of disbelief about the, you know, value of, you know, what I'm saying. Next semester starts July 1st. And if you want to fuck with it, you can enroll, of course. But you know me, don't do no goddamn sales, and I hardly ever just offer discounts. But for me, I'm offering you a fucking chance to see the difference in knowing what you are fucking doing and just doing something blindly. Come on, man. You guys just be blind in what you're doing. 313, I see you again, man. Come on, what's up?
Yeah, what's the deal, bud? This Ryan. I don't know if you know, but this Ryan from SWU. I just wanted
Ryan
to make
Greer.
A statement on what you
Wait.
Yeah,
Ryan
this is
Greer.
The E calling. Yes, sir.
Come on,
so what I've learned also, which a lot of people can learn, I also learned to apply the knowledge that I learned. But the problem is I knew all the bullshit, but I didn't know how to do it or apply it to my life. Like, this shit really, I don't know, well, you know, you made the shit, but this shit really, like, it's that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what it means, right? Hey, because this is what, you know, I'm not wrong, but this is the thing that, the disconnect. Dudes like you, and, you know, like all these other motherfuckers that's scared, they don't know how to apply shit that they think. Why, Rod? I bet you may have gotten it. I hope you did. But why do you think they don't apply what they think?
Too busy stuck on theory instead of actually trying.
Oh, man, they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in themselves. Rod, tell me that is not what you've actually done more than anything in this fucking semester. Believe in
Absolutely.
Yourself. You, like, increased that how much?
Tenfold. I would say I don't even fucking with you 4 months. Like, from before SW and shit, I'm already on a whole other level. I can talk to men in different calibers and different rules and different echelons and hold my own with the knowledge I got.
Of yourself.
Yes.
All right, goddamn it, Rod. I don't want to have to prompt you with that kind of goddamn shit next time. When you come on, say this shit. Because this is what you learned, man. You learned to believe in Rod. You didn't learn to believe in Rosebud. You didn't learn to believe in Sidewalk University. You learned to believe in Rod and what the fuck Rod thinks. Even when it ain't with Bud thing. Come on, Rod. Tell me you heard that.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm rocking with you, man.
All right, man. For sure. That's what's happening. See, this is my life. I have whatever trip that I have. But listen to me. You guys get at me. I'm not going to be surprised when a young motherfucker get my shit and put, you know, his own twist on it and add some of this, you know, 20, 25 fucking shit to it. What I'm saying is I only refer to the automobile when it comes to that. Think about the automobile. 616, do you have a question? Come on, man.
I'm sorry, say that again, bud.
You got a question, 616?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm married already, bud, so my thing ain't so much as catching a bitch, it's keeping one. You think the confidence, I mean, the Sidewalk University would be good for me, even as a married man?
Bro, this is not about what everybody thinks. This is about being a motherfucker. Otherwise, if you have a relationship, don't you want to know how to keep it? If you're
Hell
looking,
yeah.
If you're looking for a relationship, don't you want to know what you should have as far as, you know, particulars about the relationship. What I'm saying is that's where I'm coming from. This is not about having 8 or 9 women. If you got one woman and you want her to be happy with you, hell fucking yeah, I can deal with you because I got shit to do with your woman.
All right, for sure, man. I'm going to holler at you on that too, bud. Good looking out.
Okay, for sure. So, fellas, the basic principle won't be lost. And it won't be easy to alter. You can't alter it and actually keep it as potent as it is. But I'm seriously happy to be the motherfucker who was down enough to see what you needed, to see, you know, what I could supply you, you know, with. You know, I ain't talking about on one level. I'm talking about on any level. Everything is serious. You know, there's something that there's something serious that, you know, you need to accept. And that's your station in life. We all have stations. And I think it's wise for you to actually find yours, whatever that station is. We all can't be players. We all can't be ballers. You know, we all can't be pimps. We all can't be some famous motherfucker. So it becomes crucial for individuals to discover who the fuck they actually are or who they actually can be in whatever arena, you know, that is that you're going to get out in, but you need to know that. You need to find that, and if you do, the rest will be easy. Or should I say easier? It ain't going to be easy, but it could possibly be easier. Now listen, you got to understand this. I got a close friend who lost his mom. I think it was 2-3 nights ago. Now, you know, I'm OG. And with us, we know there's, you know, nothing we can do except be there for our friends. So I go over to his motherfucking house and we sit there. (clears throat) 731, I'm going to get you in a minute. I go over to his fucking house, and, you know, we sit there. And, it, you know, we sipping on some Henny, you know, cowboy style, out the bottle. Then he starts telling me about his plans for cremation. Now, I support that because I'm seriously considering for my goddamn self. But he go on to tell me about his plans for the ashes. Wait a minute, let me get you 731. What's that 731?
Yeah, I ain't want to interrupt your story, but a lot of questions these people have about joining SWU, and I've realized how you answer them. They want to front themselves off, or they want you to front them off the course based off their questions as far as, is this for me? Is this time going to work? I'm married. Is this going to work? I'm in a different time zone. Is this going to work? They want you to say something to front them off so they can feel better about themselves that they've been fronted off. And, okay, this wasn't for me, or this time didn't match, or this wasn't my correct situation.
Bro,
and
come on.
Ten times out of ten, oh, no question, this clip, but 10 times out of 10, it's no fronting off about it. It's just you digging yourself down deep and actually getting into the course. You'll just realize this course is for you if you really want it. So don't front yourself off by asking questions that you think he's going to reply to far as, no, this ain't for me. He's not going to say this just because you called in, you know it's for you. And you want it, so might as well just join in and put the work in because it's not what you think it's about.
Click.
It's
listen.
Not what you really.
Hey, click. Listen, let's talk about me and you. You know that it wasn't smooth going as you are saying right now with me and you. I'm not saying it was fucked up. I'm just saying it wasn't that smooth going. So it does not simply require you to want to do blah, blah, blah. It requires you to be able to take or withstand the pressure that's going to be put on you if you accept this shit. Because, click, until the pressure was really put on you, you didn't really show up. But when you really felt that real pressure, he was going to be not a dropout or you was going to be real. But that's when you got real, right or wrong?
Right.
So what I'm saying is we can't say the things that you're saying as far as what's real, as far as, you know, who's real. What we have to say is that there is a point that you, me, any motherfucker gonna see they full of shit or not. Period, man. And matter of fact, look, if I'm not mistaken, you have some good reasons for backing up shit. I might be mistaken, but you had good reasons, family shit or whatever. But what I'm saying, am I right?
Yes, sir, you know. Yes, sir.
Okay, what I'm saying is, man, even after that shit, as fucked up or horrible or whatever as it was, when you were able, you contact me and you got right back down. Man, that's what I'm about. I mean, I'm not about avoiding or getting away from life. I'm about dealing with it, handling it as far as what you got to do. If it means you got to take a, you know, leave of absence or whatever, and you come back strong, man, I'm with you all the way. You never left of me because that's life. You know what I'm saying, Click?
100%, 100%.
I love you, man.
You know, that's why.
Go ahead.
That's why my brother had contacted you, because I front his ass off every time he contacts me on some dumb stuff. So it's not a falling out, but he always contacts me back. Like, okay, I see what he got going on, and I like how he's presenting it.
Your brother said, my brother ain't finna have no punk brother. He didn't say those words. But he certainly let me know. He said, my brother can give me shit. I'm finna get him. You know, because I tried to make it easy for him. No, nigga. Just bring it to me like it's supposed to be, because that's where I'm at. I said, okay, right. Yeah, I'm gonna let it click. He must really see some shit in you, though, man.
Man, I keep fronting him off, and he'll keep contacting me. So, I mean, it's appreciation of who I am and what I've done to get to this point.
Hey, man, that's love, man. I'm straight down with that. I really appreciate you to let you do it. Hey, you guys, let me tell you something. I'm finna go off or whatever the fuck. But what I'm saying, wait a minute, let me tell you about this nigga. I'm serious. This nigga, he started telling me about his plan. He was going to cremate his mama. You know, I support that shit because, you know, I'm really thinking about that for me. But he started telling anybody about what he was going to do with the ashes. And, you know, when he told me he was thinking about putting the ashes in a plant, I stopped that nigga. You know, I looked at him. I was serious as fuck. And I told him. I told him about when I, you know, was a QNC at this company. And I was traveling this shit all, you know, around the country doing quality checks for McDonald's. I mean, you got to do the quality check for the syrup system because that's Coca-Cola shit. And they got to, you know, meet a certain standard. So what I'm saying is, you know, my brother had passed. And we cremated him. And they gave, my family gave me the ashes. And I put them in a planter. I put them in the planter in my apartment. And I mixed the salt and the lulu. And I got it all, you know, proper. Now, I even named the plant after my brother. Richard, his name was Richard. Now, 1 week they sent me to North Carolina for a week. This is right after I did this shit with the asses. Now, when the week was over, I'm ready to come home. You know, find out that I got to stay there another week. So I stayed. And then on the way home, when I'm coming home after 2 weeks, I thought about my plan. Then I panicked. I swear, I fucking panicked. I couldn't get home fast enough. And when I did, open the door. Listen to me, you motherfuckers. When I got home, I opened the door. This is my plan, Richard. Was slumped all over like, like dead. I fucking tripped out. I got some water and I watered him. I watered him. It really wasn't no female or male, but I watered him. And all that night, when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about. I didn't kill my brother again. So what I'm telling this nigga, this shit, this nigga mama just died. But I'm telling this nigga this shit. But I'm telling this nigga this shit. And he's falling out. This nigga's laughing so fucking hard. You know, he started choking and shit. Now, you got to understand, I did not see the humor. I did not see the humor in it. But the way the motherfucker was laughing. God damn it, I missed that fly again. The way the motherfucker was laughing, he started me to laughing. Fucking shit. He started me to laughing. Now, what I'm saying is, God damn, this fucking fly. God damn, I missed him again. Hey, listen. I told him, man, I don't see what you think is so funny. You know, shit, I wanted to turn myself in for murder. You know, when I said that nigga choked. And he damn near threw up. Now that did it. My nigga hugged me, and he told me how much he needed that damn belly laugh. And the cold part about it, I wasn't even trying to be funny. I felt really good on my way home. For that little while, I took his mind off his sadness, and I felt good. Brother Round, a little bit before 12, a little bit after 12, midnight, he called. And that nigga say, nigga, all through the day at the funeral, I thought about that shit. That shit you was saying was funny as a motherfucker. Nigga, I told everybody that came in, and I told it to the motherfuckers at the funeral home, and they cracked up, too. The nigga said, I love you, my nigga. Now, you gotta understand. The nigga say, he loved me. What else can a motherfucker ask for from a real friend? I'm talking about other than you was there for them in their time of need. I'm old school, all right. You know, and I remember, you know, when the things we said rhymed. I mean, you know, it ain't that we was trying to rhyme, this shit just rhymed. I think the reason, you know, the same reason that motherfuckers, you know, rap, you know, the rappers of the day is because we just felt we as motherfuckers. Excuse me, fellas. You motherfuckers ain't gonna get me not to smoke none of my weed. Because we knew to be a motherfucker. To be a motherfucker, you had to be involved with something that other motherfuckers, oh, excuse me, A10, excuse me, A10, what's up?
Rosebud.
What's that?
Hey, what's up, man? I was just calling to tell you that there ain't no way I'm buying your course.
Okay. What you want me to do, talk you into it?
No, I just wanted to call and tell you I appreciate you for, you know, all the everything you post on YouTube. I get all the game from all your YouTube videos. I even went back and found your old, you got like two old channels on there that's got shit on there too.
Hey, bro, let's talk about what you're talking about. Why you ain't gonna get your order?
Because I'm trying to figure it out on myself, you know, on my own, watching all kinds of stuff.
How's that working out for you, bro?
I'm figuring it out, man.
How many years have you been doing that?
Probably like 3 years.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you been listening to the 3 months it takes in Sidewalk University, but then to figure out the shit you've been trying to figure out for 3 years, which you know has been more than that, because unless you 18, I mean, you don't sound 18. I would imagine since you was 15, you've been trying to figure this shit out. And however old you are, you sound like you're 31 or 32. How fucking old are you?
Yeah, no, I'm 18.
You 18?
It's just tough cutting. Yeah, it's tough cutting through all the bullshit, man, but I found you
on YouTube. Hey, stop, man. Stop. You said you're 18?
Yeah.
In those 18 years, you got enough game to know what I'm talking about in my court?
Yeah, just by watching you.
Okay, stop. I'm not doubting. Let me ask you something. What would you do if you was riding down the freeway and in the course, you're minding your own goddamn business, you're just driving down the freeway, and you pass this goddamn bitch or the bitch pass you, and you or her wanted to, whatever, connect and talk, what would you do?
Well, I drive on the freeway every day, so I'm a tow truck driver. So this has happened before. All I do is roll the window down, and like say what's up to her, and then point at the number on the side of the thing to tell her to call me.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. Point at the number on the side of your truck is fucked up, but everything else you said was cool as fuck. That's what you're supposed to do. Roll the window down and shoot at her. So, okay, I'm going to go for what you're saying. I don't give a fuck if you ain't buying my course, man. Fuck you.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, everything you post on YouTube, bro, is like the most worthwhile shit ever. Like, helping people get their mind right and, you know, that, just everything you do, bro, I just want to say I appreciate it, man.
Well, man, I appreciate you, man, and I ain't trying to say airy motherfucker ain't shit, because you certainly answered that shit correctly, so stay down, motherfucker.
Hey, man, love, bro.
You know it. Hey, I ain't, you know, I ain't one of them niggas that don't want nobody to be right. See, the shit don't mean who you compete with should die. Otherwise, I'm saying this motherfucker, he could be saying something negative about what I'm saying or positive, whatever the fuck, but it's what I think about it that matters. So I'm not thinking this motherfucker should die and go to hell. I learned to appreciate the way motherfuckers think, other motherfuckers think, doing their goddamn thing. And at the same time, I'm using my points to see in whoever the fuck I'm talking about or talking with to sharpen my own game. I would never have tried to get a Rolls Royce if I hadn't seen the wicked motherfucking Cricket and Joe Cato and other niggas rolling down Sunset in they Rolls Royces. I had to accept that they was doing what I wanted to do. So who was bad? They was bad, not me. By me accepting that they was bad, and indeed they was badder than me. That shit gave me the strength and the understanding that I needed to incorporate whatever I could into my game so I could be like that. And I did. And not soon, but it wasn't long. I was Rolls Royce like they was because I believed it was possible. Whole money only. Motherfucker, I got mine from the womb, not the spoon. You good dope dealing motherfuckers. I'm a pussy selling motherfucker. Now, where will you get the truth, fellas? Where you gonna get the truth from? There are no motherfucking OGs out there to help your goddamn ass no more. They ain't gonna tell you about the pitfalls. Because they ain't there. So it would seem that you know you're on your own. But no, you're not on your own. I kick it with you on every video. And you know, if you wanted to, you could open your fucking punk ass closed mouth and you know, and speak on what you thinking. 254, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Man, I just wanted to kick it about the last caller, man, when that just called in. Well, more so about how you handled that situation. And I was like, he called in like, hey, bud, I ain't buying your shit. He was like, eh, it's all right, fuck, because you already knew what your shit provide and what it do for you, and you know who the fuck you is, so that shit wasn't phasing you, and that's what a lot of motherfuckers need to learn, is to not take shit personal when somebody say some shit like that.
Well, you know what, man, I'm really glad you pointed that out, because a lot of people would normally miss that, because I'm normally a fuck you, nigga, type motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows love if you're talking about him, man. I said, well, man, what do you want me to do, cry? You know, shit. You know, if you ain't buying it, don't buy it. I don't even know why you're on here talking about it if you ain't buying it. But you see how much he was promoting what I was saying.
Right, right. And it took him 3 years.
Motherfucker was promoting damn near everything I say. But he don't want to buy my thing. Well, wait. Because some people, everybody don't have to buy it. He might be one.
Right.
So I ain't mad at him. It's just that I doubt it.
Right.
But that's cool. I'm glad you seen that, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. No problem, bud. Take care, bro.
Right on. Hey, check it out. You know, to me, you motherfuckers need like a soft blizzard to lay your head in so you can win. Whoa, it's so rough. You know, man, being a man is so hard. Well, you can stop that fucking whining. You can stop it, and you can begin to speak up like a motherfucking man. Maso will not cater to whining. You a fuck. But it will cater to motherfuckers acting like dudes who supposed to, like dudes are supposed to act. In my opinion, you all should quit allowing me to scare your punk motherfucking ass to death. Scare the living daylights out your motherfucking ass. Because my bar is much worse than my bite. So we all know that the truth hurts. So what I'm saying is, let's say I didn't wrote something, posted it on Facebook or whatever when I was doing that. But I said, I just love to read something. 786, I'm going to get you in a minute. I just love to read something that some real motherfucker read, something that I wrote, and he quotes it, or he interprets it right on. Now, there's a few of you motherfuckers out there that, my videos, when you do, comment, you just bring smiles to my face, because I can see things are going to be all right. Now, let me get 786, my nigga. Come on, man. I'm sorry it took so long.
What's going on, Rosebud? I got the course, not the class, obviously, whatever, because I ain't had my paper right, but it's been working for me, and I finally ran into, like, one of them weeds like you talk about. I mean, I know it's stuff in the course, but I'm just trying to see if you have anything you could add to tell me as far as, like, I went in the outlet mall because I was actually looking for problems or whatever because I've been overcoming everything. I ran into an outlet mall, and I have a problem with dealing with large groups of women. Like, I was in a food court, different stores, and it's like if it's just one or two of them, it's down by themselves. They may smirk or whatever. I might approach them. But when it's like a gang of them, it's like feeling like, you got to speak to the woman, but you got to, like, tend to the crowd or whatever. I mean, I
know. No, man, stop. When you're in the crowd, what you do is choose three bitches. Let's say it's eight bitches. You choose three. You don't fuck with them right now. You just, I don't give a fuck the first three you choose. And then once you start talking, you shoot at the first one. Whoop. And then they gonna start, Then no matter what they saying, you shoot at the second one. And then whatever the fuck you said to that second one, you make sure you tie it in to what you said to the first one. And then, they gonna be, and then that third bitch, you say something to her that's a little bit different than you say it to the other two. And then, you know, they're going to be talking about it, blah, blah, blah. And then you just tie what you said to her to with the other two bitches. And then them five bitches that's left, they're going to be jocking.
Oh, all right, all right. I appreciate that.
You know, that's just how I go, man. What business in that situation be doing is looking for you to panic and not have nothing to say. So it doesn't actually matter what you say to either one of them bitches. It just matters that you have something to say in a plan you execute. Because once you execute that plan, they hook. That's just how it goes, bro.
All right.
Okay. So, you guys, the motherfucking show feels like cut off. You know, I feel cool about it and all that kind of goddamn shit. But I might not be ready to quit talking. So, what the fuck I'm saying is, there's a few of you motherfuckers out there that be commenting on my videos. Then when you do it, brings a smile on my face because I can see shit. This is improved. But there's hella more motherfuckers. There's hella more motherfuckers than ever responding properly. And I'm loving it. Shit. I used to get everybody responding crazy. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I got plenty on my plate. I'm dedicated to my goals. I'm sure of my fucking friends. I'm sure of my beliefs. And I just believe I'm headed toward the finish line. And if I continue to be blessed, I'll have accomplished a feat greater than walking a tightrope across the motherfucking Grand Canyon. I'll have accomplished impressing myself on the world. Got a big ass star. I mean, I'm a big star, you know, to me. I'm telling you, I didn't live the life in the street. I did my dirt. I came out clean and ended up with the common sense needed to live. Went to school, got fucking diplomas. You see that shit? And I'm still, all I wanted was to have decent videos, if that's the case, or streams. You know, I guess I can actually forget that that's it. My fucking videos, that shit is off the chain. Off the easy. I'm not the person to react to superstition. But for some reason, I felt when I started that fucking streams and whatever, blogs and all that shit. You know, it's just shit was just going to suffer in some kind of way. All the way up until I said that first hello, I was leery. But once I spoke, something came over me and it was home. My fears disappeared. And my ability to talk shit just took over. My ability to be the shit-talking motherfucker I am just took over. And the videos, you know, they're fabulous. And I get quite a bit accomplished when I be doing my videos because I have points. And sooner or later, you're going to realize you really shouldn't miss these goddamn videos. Then you got to remember this. Listen. The pity train has been derailed at the intersection of suck it up and move on. Now, that's where it crashed into, we all have problems, and it finally came to a complete stop. Get the fuck over it. I'm Dr. Give a Fuck, reporting to you live and in color from the station. Stop crying. And remember, until you're worthy and do, life does not give a fuck about you. Oh, wow.